It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoo-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injury Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just after 3 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night. It's presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. And Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Will Baltimore trade Manny Machado or won't they? And will it be to the White Sox? Those are just some of the lasting questions following the end of the winter baseball meetings today. So much chatter over the last couple of days, and the White Sox were the surprise entry into the Machado sweepstakes. And Rick Hahn, though not commenting on any specific deal, says accumulating young players is still his MO.
We're very interested in premium young talent that can be here for the long term. That hasn't changed. Whether that's prospect level talent that you've seen us accumulate over the last year, or young players that are already in the big leagues. But again, the focus remains on putting ourselves in the best position for the long term.
Other news today from those now concluded winter meetings. The Cubs signed reliever Steve Cishek to a two-year deal between $12 and $14 million. Minnesota signed reliever Fernando Rodney for 1 year, $6 million. And St. Louis traded outfielder Stephen Piscotty to Oakland for a couple of minor leaguers. And Toronto is trying to land outfielder Lorenzo Cain. And we have pro football on The Score tonight. Denver at Indianapolis. Terry Bors is back, and he will join the Lawrence Holmes Show with Miller Lite tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m. at Stanley's in Elgin for the next stop on his book signing tour. Come see the broadcast and hang out with Terry. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. Terry's A Score of a Lifetime will be sold on site and is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors. This scoreboard update brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who do I need to talk to directly? Nick Cameron to tell you?
Tell me.
If there's a White Sox Talk podcast again that it is guaranteed to end with you and Ryan McGuffey or whomever performing karaoke at Reggie's or wherever you set it up. I will travel and be in attendance. And I will be a special guest, not on the karaoke part, but in the podcast.
Done.
All right.
Done.
Set it up. Make it happen.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hey, I want in on that. Reggie's is right around the corner for me. So if Chuck Garfine and Ryan McGuffey are out there letting the golden pipes fly, I want in. I want in, Chucky G.
This segment's brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Chuck Garfine of NBC Sports Chicago is on Twitter at Chuck Garfine, and he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He has been covering the winter meetings, and it was up until the very end that things got a little strange for the White Sox, and I'm trying to figure out what's real and what's not, Chuck, and I don't know. Do you?
I think I know what's going on. The way I would put it is the White Sox, they really want Manny Machado. And this is the king to their rebuild. So this is the key to their future. And I think they see this as they're a team that, if just all things being equal, when he becomes a free agent, the Yankees are going to come calling. All these big market teams that have all sorts of money, they're going to come calling for Manny Machado. And the White Sox feel that that's not good enough for them. They need to get almost. They need to have a head start. So I think what they're thinking, they're throwing a Hail Mary here. They want to get Manny Machado here for a year. And they feel like if he's with the White Sox for a year, they have a better chance to sign him. And they've got depth in their minor league organization, and they are willing to trade certain pieces. It's not going to be Michael Kopech, so White Sox fans, you can relax. It's not going to be Kopech. But they're going to make some deals, or they're willing to make a deal with certain prospects to get a Manny Machado, so that gives them the better chance. And this is the Hail Mary throw they're making to get him because they want him so badly.
Chuck, but better chance, I need assurance, and I know that you're not going to get that, especially when a guy's got so much money on the line. But yeah, Hail Marys usually happen because you're down and you haven't played well up until that point. I don't think the White Sox are down or haven't played this thing out the way they're supposed to.
No, but this is a target that they want. This is a guy they want. And if you look at what's on the books next year, the year after that, it's very, very little. And everyone else on their team most players are going to be very cost controlled. So people say, Joe Ransom is going to spend the money on Manny Machado. Well, I think this is going to be a different situation where they'll have money to spend for him. And he's exactly the kind of guy that kind of checks all the boxes for who the White Sox want. He's 26 years old. He'll be 26 years old, and he's a third baseman. All he wants to play shortstop too, so maybe he'll be the shortstop of the future. So I just think that this is you're right. They're not down. They don't need to make this trade. They don't need to.
They just want to.
They want to, but they feel it's too risky. You could say it's risky to make this trade. In their minds, they're thinking it's too risky to go into next season, and he's just a free agent, and he could sign with anybody. They think they have a better chance to get him by him spending a year with the White Sox.
See, I don't understand that.
It's risky business.
I don't understand how you could give up assets for that pie in the sky belief when he's at 25 with probably what's going to be a resurrected year as he gets a little healthier. That guy can make $500 million.
You're right. But at the same time, I think that Machado has only known the Baltimore Orioles organization.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes and is with the White Sox, he's going to have a completely different perspective than what he might have of the White Sox right now. Is that going to get them over the hump and allow the White Sox to sign Machado in the end? Who knows? It's a big question mark. It's a gamble. It's a risk. But I think the White Sox are in a position, believe it or not, considering where their farm system was 2 years ago, where they have enough talent in their system that they could maybe make this deal. Now, that's the big question is we don't know what players they're really talking about. Hmm. And if you just look at their pitchers, the Orioles want pitching. The White Sox right now have so many top pitching prospects in their system that at some point in the future, not all these guys, are going to hit, but if they 60% of them hit, at some point they're going to have to trade some of these guys anyway. And they were going to do it anyway for certain pieces they're going to need down the road. Where they sit right now, it looks like the White Sox have decided the piece we really want for the future is Manny Machado. So let's use some of this surplus we have and see if we can get him.
Chuck, how does Manny Machado affect Jose Abreu and Avisel Garcia? Because if I'm going to give somebody an assurance, I don't want to just go hang out with a bunch of kids. I've already done that. I've already been that kid. Like it the cross purposes here are striking. Like we went into this offseason thinking that okay, may get something for Abreu, may get something for Garcia, you sell high, whatever. Now, I don't. Can you tell Manny Machado? Yeah, we'll pay you all the money you want, but there's not going to be any veterans here with you.
You know what? That's the difference. I think a guy like Manny Machado, I think will know. And then the free agents in 2019 and 20, or whenever year it is, they know where the talent is. And they want to play with young guys, mm-hmm. guys who are going to be able to play like John Lester. You know, everyone in baseball knows how good the White Sox farm system is. So you know what's coming. And if they need to find some veterans, they don't have to be Jose Abreu, and he might be a part of their future, but you can always find veterans who know how to win to surround Manny Machado if he comes to the White Sox. They don't have to be the greatest players in the world. They could be David Ross's, for all you know. So I don't really believe Abreu and Garcia need assurances that, or you're saying Machado needs assurances that Abreu and Garcia are going to be
here. I just wonder how much that changes your other plans, the plans that you had before this Manny Machado thing.
I can't imagine for all the best laid plans for
how, we're not beating you up, Chuck. We're just trying to figure this thing out.
They've been so deliberate and so transparent, and they've put so much time and effort into this plan. It just, to me, is a completely illogical deviation with the sound of the cliched record scratch.
Yeah, but you know what, though? We don't know what the offer is. You know, that's the thing. Until we know what the offer is, what the White Sox are willing to give up, I don't think we should be overreacting to this idea that they're wrecking their future by trading players for a guy who may only be there for 1 year. For all we know, it's a guy in AA who's, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of a name. Yeah. For all we know, it's Dane Dunning, who's in high A, and someone from as long as it's not one of their top prospects.
So it won't be Giolito or Lopez.
Yeah, I think if you trade one of those guys in this deal, I think it might be worth it because they're so high on Kopech and Hanson that once those guys come here, I mean, you're not going to have room for all of them.
Chuck.
Yeah.
You've given us.
You're like, frightening some people out there.
People are going crazy on the text line. Apparently, you're making this trade, Chuck. So the people are coming after you. Not in the way Keith Law did, but the people are coming after you. So
Let me just say this. Me saying this, I'm not saying I want this trade to go down. I'm just painting the picture that I think the White Sox are coming from. I'm not saying this is a deal you got to make. It also goes down to what they're giving up, and I want to know that. And until we know that, I don't want to judge what the White Sox are doing.
Yeah, but talking to you now, like this seemed like a pipe dream, and now talking to you, it feels like, because you're around the team, you know people. I'm not saying that you're giving us any kind of inside information, but talking to you now, it kind of feels more real in terms of their wanting of one Manny Machado, no matter what.
I feel like they do. I think they really want him, and I mean, they clearly must want him badly if they're willing to go this far with the Orioles. But I want you to keep in mind, the Orioles are so unpredictable. They so many times will like have a deal at the 1 yard line and they'll back off and they'll do something you won't expect and they might decide to keep them. So I don't know how this is going to end. There's a lot of competition from other teams and the White Sox are only going to go so far. Rick Hahn is really smart and that's probably why you guys are just stunned that he would do this. But there's more to it than I think than what we know.
So you're talking about the flip, you know, the option of flipping him at the trade deadline.
They will not flip him. No way.
Oh wow. So
if they flip him, forget about him joining the team the year after. The only way they flip him is if they get him And as they're talking to him, they realize he doesn't want to sign with them in the future. Then they flip him.
Well, why couldn't they flip him and re-sign him?
That's
like a roll to seven.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he would do that. I think he'd be like, "Well, I was with you guys, and now you're going to trade me."
He's
and...
a pro.
Yeah, if the flip is off the table, then this got a lot weirder than I thought it was to begin with. Then, if you can tell me that Rick Hahn says, you know what, the Yankees and the Red Sox are going at it. Red Sox haven't had a very active offseason. The Yankees have done blew up the world with Giancarlo Stanton. You can't play those two against each other and say, hey, here's a third baseman or a shortstop, wherever you want to play him. That's an all-star caliber player. Give us one of your prospects. If that's off the table, then this gets a little bit more weird.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, there are a lot of different scenarios. There is definitely a scenario where he comes to Chicago, he plays, for whatever reason, they get a great deal, and the White Sox could tactfully say to Manny, look, we want you back here, but we're trading you. You have a chance to win a pennant. But what happens is, well, he goes to a Yankees team that wins a pennant, and they have the Yankees now with their chance to sign him. So it goes both ways.
I guess I'm not sure how we're assuming better chance just because of recency effect, when better chance is the dollars effect, that regardless of what, if he goes and wins a World Series or doesn't win a World Series, that he's going to be a 25, 26 year old top 10 player free agent with the, like I say, we're talking about $400 million, I'm not quite sure how we're making these assumptions. Like, oh yeah, if he hangs around here for a couple months, he's going to want to play here. Why?
Well, he's going to know the Sox a lot more than he knows them now, and I think that goes a long way. It's going to go all the way? No. Again, this is a gamble. I mean, what the White Sox would be doing is, yeah, this is not like 100% certainty. It may only be a 30% chance, but I think they just feel they've got enough in their farm system that they're willing to take certain risks.
Okay.
This is a risk they're willing to take. I'm not saying I agree with it. Again, I don't know what they're willing to offer, but I think they believe what they have in their system is good enough and strong enough that Machado is worth the deal to make with the Orioles with a better chance for them to sign him in the future.
All right, as we let you go here, what's your go-to song with karaoke with Rick Hahn in the audience?
Let's see, what would I do? I mean, I'm a big Springsteen song, so
of course.
I'm gonna go Badlands.
All right.
There you have it. Asked and answered.
There it is. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, guys.
Chuck Garfine, brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new $5 Cravings deal, a cheesy gordita crunch, five-layer burrito, crunchy taco, cinnamon twist, and a medium drink. Offer just $5. When we come back, I have an official update on the condition of Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier, and also have asked and answered your response. McClure came out and has got your Duncan Keith
Stuff?
Yes, and explanations for
you. We can also get reaction to, I don't know if it's furthering the story, but Chuck Garfine, who is piped in, he's around the White Sox quite often. He's around Belton, Bill Melton, and the boys on the TV side of things. Sox fans, how'd that interview make you feel? Because I'm a little itchy.
They're trading for a year of Manny Machado. They better not be giving up much.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I hate to cheer for losing. As much as I understand intellectually what they're trying to do and what the point of the exercise is, I like an underdog. I understand they're blowing the draft pick.
Over in the course of 82, you're going to be where you need to be.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday season. If you don't know it yet, Joel Embiid is a superstar. That is a fact that is not up for debate. And I know it's borderline insanity to say that just 53 games into his career, but it is the truth. Last night, he posted a picture of himself against Minnesota's Carl Anthony Towns in the background with the caption, "Euro stepping our way through Minnesota, and we ended up raising the cat last night. Hashtag the process." Towns fired right back with a strong line of his own. That caption was as trash as your picture quality. Burn! Except that was his mistake, because then Embiid countered with the knockout. Quote, "Better quality than your defense." fire. I'll say it once again for the record. I do not play favorites. Joel Embiid is my favorite. I'm Jim Rome.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
No matter where you're...
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury-riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel-good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And now the Score's Spiegel and Parkins and Bernstein and Goff bring you a holiday wish list for the Chicago sports fan.
I want a new football coach.
Danny, I want a rich hobbyist to buy the Bears and play with them like his little toy.
You know any of those?
No.
I want the Bears not to suck. I want the Bulls not to suck. I want the Sox to grow up. And I want the Cubs to continue to make us money.
My most heartfelt wish is that Chicago sports radio hosts would stop doing trite seasonal bits.
But of course, the number one wish of Chicago sports fans is no doubt to attend the Score's holiday broadcast live from Shoeless Joe's Alehouse and Grill in Addison tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. with Spiegel and Parkins, and then from 1 to 6 with Bernstein and Goff. We'll give away great prizes all day, so stop by and get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Plus, enjoy specially priced Dos Equis, brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So, wouldn't it be so White Sox, Stan, if Manny Machado came here and just had a monster season or a couple of monster seasons and just didn't affect anything? I started to think about Albert Bell. And you go back and look at Albert Bell's 97-98 season.
Monster.
79 combined home runs.
When that was a lot. He had 49 home runs. I want to say still stands.
98. His slash line that year, 328, 399, 655. A 172 OPS plus.
Jesus.
The year before, he was just, you know, at a measly 116. He played in 161 and 163 games back-to-back years. I mean, Albert Bell was one of my favorite hitters. That whole Cleveland thing for years where it was one guy after another, where it was Albert Bell.
And they're batting Paul Sorrento.
Yeah, Paul Sorrento. Yeah, yeah, right. Richie Sexton shortly after that. Of course, Manny Ramirez.
Tommy.
Yeah, that whole thing where Jacobs Field was the launching pad for every summer night that you can watch some Cleveland Indians baseball.
94 was some hellacious.
Because Baerga hit like 24 home runs.
Julio Franco.
Oh, my God. My guy. He pointed the bat at you, let you know it was.
He's still was playing coming. Somewhere. You know he's in a men's league somewhere. Like,
Japanese league or something like that.
No,
wasn't he playing a few years ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like 50 and playing in some Japanese league?
Korean league?
Korean league?
I mean, look, the Mexican league, you can play forever. There's some, or maybe he's playing in Lithuania with the balls. Who's that guy?
He's the swing man.
Yeah, that's Julio.
Yeah, Julio. Julio lets himself. Yeah. He let himself go a little bit. But
don't worry about Julio. He's got this.
You can always count on Julio.
Game time, you're gonna be fine.
Oh my goodness! And now you got me looking up the 94 Cleveland Indians
statement here from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Ryan Shazier remains hospitalized at UPMC, recovering from the spinal stabilization surgery performed last week by UMPC neurosurgeons and Steelers team physicians, Doctors David Okonkwo and Joseph Maroon. Mr. Shazier has started physical rehabilitation as part of his recovery process. Further updates will be provided by UPMC.
Is he moving anything yet, though?
That could mean that there's a therapist in there just moving his legs passively.
Yeah. Speaking of, Zach Miller, on his Instagram live story yesterday, he showed his physical therapy. Apparently, his therapist is a guy who had the exact same injury in high school football. So he knows exactly what he's going through. But Zach said the pain is going to be worth it in the end. I'm like, oh, my God. He's pulling his leg up with the bands and trying to get that range of motion back. But, yeah, this – man, the Shazier thing, it's so crazy. It's like it happened and we've moved on. And we've talked about why this doesn't happen more in professional sport, in professional football. We haven't heard yet if he can walk or move anything below his waist. Like that, until I hear that, I'm still going to feel bad for the guy.
Here's your answer on Duncan Keith from none other than McClure. It said, Jason sounded the clarion call, so here is your information. Right. First of all, Duncan Keith, believe it or not, is going to be 35 in July. Two seasons ago, he had his knee scoped where cartilage was removed. He slowed down just a little bit given those two factors now that his knee's bone on bone. The closest career comp to Keith has always been Scott Niedermeyer, who retired at 36.
From a Devil and Panther, yeah.
So no one around these parts is truly sure what Keith's aging curve is going to look like. On top of that, he's never been a naturally gifted offensive defenseman. He's piled up points almost incidentally as a function of playing on juggernaut teams. And in his 2014 Norris years, nearly half of his assists that he piled up were secondary assists. And how the Hawks system's designed to work, back pressuring forwards are supposed to funnel opposing puck carriers towards Keith, where he can stick check the puck away, stand up the carrier at the blue line, and get the Hawks moving in transition the other way. Because a forward was never going to beat Keith into his own corner, were he to chip and chase.
He's 35 years old. He's not going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
And that's obviously, and if you notice, that's what they're doing to Seabrook. Is chipping and blowing right past him and trying to make him turn. With the Hawks allowing a higher volume of shot attempts against, it speaks to a lack of back pressure from the forwards and therefore fewer opportunities for Keith to collect assists. Furthermore, because he's basically a shutdown corner, putting him on the power play has always been the equivalent to Deion Sanders taking snaps at wide receiver. It's just not quite natural. He has a quick shot, but the knock on him for nearly a decade is that he always manages to find shin pads. He doesn't have the instincts to
He's not aiming for them.
He doesn't have the instincts to change shot lanes, specifically by dragging the puck along the blue line at the point when he has it on the advantage. It's part of the reason why the power play has to work from the half wall, from the what he calls the little scumbag, is that it's out of necessity. So with the Hawks' power play struggling as well due to a lack of top-end finish on the roster, even with DeBrincat excelling, it's part of the reason Keith hasn't scored yet.
All right.
Furthermore, because Brent Sabaro can't be trusted to take on top competition and hasn't been trusted to do so for years, Keith has to do so, and he's piled up most of his numbers when Hjalmarsson and Oduya were taking on the other team's top lines. Keith was, to a certain extent, bum-slaying against middle six forwards. Hope this explains things.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you, buddy. Go. Yeah, a little hockey breakdown right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Nice.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Jewel Osco, the official grocery store of your Chicago Bears, for all of your tailgating needs. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
I watched Peyton Manning for 3 years and how hard he prepares. That he doesn't want any surprises on game day. And, I see a little bit of that demeanor in the preparation part of it with Mitch. And he's a very young quarterback.
High praise for Mitchell Trubisky from Bears head coach John Fox.
Every time he goes out there, his comfort zone is better. I think, the thing at quarterback is, there's a lot of mechanical things, in throwing a back, like a major league pitcher.
Trubisky has looked good over his last two games, completing nearly 80% of his passes while compiling a passer rating of 114.
There's just a lot to the job, and that's why it takes time to develop, and it's been one of the harder things to get done, in this league, as far as getting quarterbacks enough time and coaching to let them perform well. And I think our staff's done an excellent job with Mitch, and he's done an excellent job responding to that.
Saturday will mark Trubisky's 22nd start of major football since graduating from high school. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
3:32, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night. It's presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate, and Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bears injury report for Saturday's game at Detroit, not very extensive this week. Adam Shaheen, Eddie Goldman, and Adrian Amos all listed as questionable, and we have Pro Football on the Score tonight, Denver at Indianapolis. Hockey tonight, the Blackhawks winners of three straight. They're up in Winnipeg. Pro basketball, the Bulls are off until tomorrow when they travel up to Milwaukee. We'll hear from the ever-improving Chris Dunn. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. And Kevin Garnett has been quoted as saying that Russell Westbrook is the current player that most reminds him of himself because of how violently he attacks the game. And in baseball, the Cubs today signed free agent reliever Steve Cishek to a two-year deal. The Spiegel and Parkin Show and the Bernstein and Goff Show, they're on the road for 670 The Score's holiday broadcast. Stop by Shoeless Joe's in Addison tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. to see the guys broadcasting live. We will be giving away great prizes all day long, so come get into the holiday spirit with The Score. It's all brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for high-quality oil change, tire rotation, or manufacturer-recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one-ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Now, tomorrow's going to be a big day, as you've been hearing. It's going to be the holiday broadcast at Shoeless Joe's Ale House in Addison. We, at 4 o'clock, will be hearing your stories of holiday decorating disasters. A recipe for disaster.
Did an ornament hook get somewhere that you wish it hadn't?
There have been some spectacular fails when it has come to indoor, outdoor, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it may be.
Unless you're talking to Bob.
Anything, any decorating attempt for the holidays gone wrong, gone askew, gone sideways, gone haywire, and the aftermath. We want to hear those stories. If you want to email yours in and work ahead, there's a good chance it will get read. So please do that. If you are a writer rather than a caller, we always prefer that you voice it yourself. But please feel free. Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com.
I'm going to make you like the St. Louis Cardinals right now.
You're going to make, well, this is good luck. It's not that easy to do. Well, I never really had an issue as much with the Cardinals themselves, unless.
Just LaRussa and Matheny and some of the other things.
Yeah, I'm lying. I have
plenty of issues with them.
Well, I don't know where I was going with it, but yeah, it's the whole thing. You know, it's going to be Faith Day. Screw the gays. It's Faith Day except for gays. We don't like the gays on Faith Day.
Well, they did something nice for a guy. Our guy Schuster has been detailing the Stephen Piscotty trade. Well, this from USA Today, the St. Louis Cardinals obtained the potent hitter they desperately needed when they traded for outfielder Marcelo Zuin, one of the winter meeting's biggest deals.
Does he want to be potent?
Yeah, well, get back to that joke again. And yet, it was another move that earned them wide admiration. In a business where decisions are almost invariably determined by gains and losses, the Cardinals took human needs into consideration in sending outfielder Stephen Piscotty to the Oakland Athletics on Thursday in exchange for minor league infielders. The trade allows Piscotty, a Stanford alum who grew up in the East Bay town of Pleasanton, about 30 miles southeast of Oakland, to be closer to his family. His mother, Gretchen, was diagnosed in May with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. So, you know, business comes into play here and also personal stuff. And he said, hey, you want to be closer to my mom? Can you trade me to the Oakland Athletics? And the St. Louis Cardinals obliged. So, in a world where we're taught to hate the Cardinals and they make it very easy on us, they did something nice for this dude.
And it's easier said than done. I mean, sometimes a team even can have the best intention and can think, yeah, of course we want to do that. But unless there's something that's close enough to keep it from being some sort of precedent-setting lowball trade, or the Players Association or other teams, like, whoa, hold on, sweetheart deals like this, even if they're for the right reasons, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. I mean, it is. It's a big thing.
They got value for him, and they sent him to Oakland so he could be closer to his mom, who is ailing right now. We got in other
good
news coming up in a few moments. What do you got for me, player?
I have an unfortunate aspect lost in translation. Sometimes the best laid plans go in ways that you don't expect, and it's a hockey story with a translation problem. And I also have, I want to say 10 people sent me the story that broke yesterday of a man in traffic in Washington, D.C. causing issues.
Okay. I have, on a college campus, what do you think you can get for chicken Alfredo and a bottle of Sprite? You will find out what this young man thought he could get for that. That's another news. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Stay tuned to 670 The Score.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. In other news, straight ahead on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand-select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second-generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It may be winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress at Mattress Firm during the Winter Slumber Sale. Every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation, and this one is free. And that's just the start of what is happening right now at Mattress Firm.
If you have that huge stocking that Dan Bernstein has been telling you to purchase,
yes,
you can stuff a mattress inside that stocking,
yes,
for $1.99 only, $199. It'd make the perfect stocking stuffer, like a really, really, really huge stocking. And have you ever slept like royalty? I'm sleeping like royalty, you peasants. You can get a Beautyrest Greenwood Queen mattress for just $3.99. And with Mattress Firm's 120-night low price guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the lowest price and will beat any price on comparable mattresses, even ones you buy from us, for up to 120 nights.
Not only is it 0% APR for 6 years, you can sleep soundly knowing you're saving, but the year-end closeout lets you save up to 70% on your favorite name brand floor samples. That includes Hampton & Rhodes, Serta, Beautyrest, and if you're all set on mattresses, you can top it off with sheets, pillows, any accessory you can dream of. And don't forget to check out the adjustable base when you get in there. But do get in there for the Winter Slumber Sale right now, Friday to Sunday only, starting tomorrow. Get the voice-activated Sonos One smart speaker when you get a mattress for just $7.99. So you're going to be out running errands. You're driving around all weekend. You know there's multiple Mattress Firms you're going to pass. Next one you see, go in there. Check it out. It's the Winter Slumber Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy. Hey, speak.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
The Harper College Veterans Center serves those who've served us all. At Harper, student veterans connect with each other as they successfully transition from military to civilian life. Classes start in January. Visit harpercollege.edu/veteran.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Max Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injury Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability. Ready to lose, yeah, to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, in the history of sports.
O.J. Simpson became the first NFLer to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1983, had one of the highest scoring NBA games, Detroit 186 to Denver 184. Bo Jackson became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports this week in 1990. And this week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was publicly released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Shooter.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. All right, Dan, I asked you, what do you think you can get for chicken Alfredo and a Sprite?
How much chicken Alfredo? Like a big entree-sized portion of chicken Alfredo?
Well, this young man looks like he has a lot of chicken Alfredo here in the corner right here.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like he enjoys a nice pasta dish.
I'll say $12.
All right. Youngstown State University student Albert Maruna was caught red-handed and arrested this week after he allegedly attempted to have sex with a 15-year-old boy who turned out to be an undercover officer.
Ew.
Yes, Maruna the fourth, who is 22nd, is charged with attempted unlawful sexual contact with a minor, disseminating matter harmful to juveniles, possessing criminal tools, and importuning. Austin Town Police said
importuning.
I've never seen that before. Austin Town Police said Maruna started chatting through an online dating app with an undercover officer. They say Maruna's conversations were graphic. He sent pictures of himself and he set up a meeting with someone who he believed was an underage boy. This is where it gets a little bit more weird. According to police, both agreed to get together and Maruna would bring lubricant, chicken Alfredo, and Sprite. Police.
Oh, wait, hold now. Punctuation matters here. Is it lubricant, comma, chicken Alfredo, or lubricant chicken Alfredo?
Lubricant, comma, spurts.
Because I'm wondering here. It's yes. Like, hey, this is many uses, this chicken Alfredo. Trust me on this.
Nice little drizzle on the top, you know, a little olive oil. All right. Police said Maruna traveled to Austintown where he thought he'd be meeting the team. When he got there, he was arrested. At the time of his arrest, police say Maruna was carrying an iPhone, a MacBook, 3 zip drives, a bottle of Astro Glide lubrication, Vaseline lotion, 2 bottles of Sprite, and chicken Alfredo in a Tupperware container. Maruna is currently being held in the Mahoning County Jail. Like this dude. I mean, chicken Alfredo and Sprites? Like, at least when you watch To Catch a Predator, they got like wine coolers and cookies or something like that. This guy made a homemade dish. So, Albert Maruna, I hope you spend the rest of your life in jail for your sick attempt at putting your chicken Alfredo places it shouldn't be.
So, good on the NHL for experimenting a little bit with trying to make sure that its highlights and information are accessible in other languages. And you know the NHL is huge in Sweden. So there is a Twitter feed, the NHL, where it translates anything into Swedish, and the Swedish fans through NHL.com can enjoy some of that stuff. The problem is for Swedish fans of the Nashville Predators, because the name Subban, S-U-B-B-A-N, translates in Swedish to bitch or slut. And the word actually in Swedish is suba. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it suba or suba, but it's spelled S-U-B-B-A.
Okay.
So all of the available translator software is Bitch shoots from circle. Bitch scores goal.
Slut with a great hit.
Exactly. Another solid hit by Slut. And they didn't really mean it to come out that way, but it's just one of those things that kind of unplanned. You don't think that maybe, just maybe, one of the most dynamic players in the league, one of the most popular players in the league, one of your leading all-star vote getters, right, has a name that translates in Swedish to bitch slut.
All right, I got a list for you, Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, you notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
Michael Jordan tops the highest paid athlete of all time list.
Still.
He's at $1.4 billion.
Because of the Jordan brand,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, you know, found some nice Jordan brand sweats at Marshall's over the weekend.
Nice. There, yep, you go.
Might be slightly irregular, but as I told my son, you're more than slightly irregular. Put the damn pants on.
That right leg is going to get longer than that left leg.
Whatever.
Anyway.
He's, yeah, going to grow out of him anyway. He's going to ruin him because, like,
grass stains and all.
No,
that.
The goalie pads. He likes to wear sweats under his goalie pads, and they just get completely shredded.
Is he a wrestler? Like, he's trying to sweat out everything?
No, they make goalie pad pants, but not in his size.
Oh.
It's like adult.
Because,
like,
you don't,
like,
want the pads touching your skin, right?
Some guys play that way. I've seen men's leagues where guys just got, like, boxers on. I kid you not. He clearly rolled out of bed. They're like, really? We need a goalie. And I looked, I'm like, that guy's not wearing pants. So, look, it
and
takes.
And then you said, hey, Barry, get off the ice.
It takes all kinds, but for most adults, it's almost like the basketball leggings.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, like, okay. It's very,
yeah,
similar,
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, yeah, compression sleeves and all that.
And some, there's like a, it looks like pajamas. It's a full bodysuit.
Like a onesie.
A goalie onesie you wear underneath all your pads. Really? Yeah, but he's not big enough for any of that.
All right.
So, anyway.
No, you're good. $1.4 billion is what Michael Jordan has amassed over his professional career. Give me some names.
Oh, boy. All-time.
Mm-hmm. Forbes' highest paid athletes of all time.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is second at $1.27 billion. This third name surprised me.
LeBron James.
No, LeBron is not in the top 10. Arnold Palmer at a cool $1 billion. Jack Nicklaus at $898 million. Michael Schumacher, $748.
Wow.
Philly Mickelson, $610. That guy's made $610 million. David Beckham and Kobe Bryant are tied.
I heard a great line from a friend of mine about, I was just talking to him today, and he's tight with a lot of PGA Tour people and has been forever. And we were talking about Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson, and he said they can't have a conversation. He said, because Phil knows a little bit about everything, and just Dustin Johnson knows nothing about anything.
Oh, some things Dustin Johnson knows about.
Oh, remind me during a break
to tell you some Dustin Johnson
the
stories.
The falling down the stairs story.
Really? Did, yep, Doug Buffon throw him down a flight of steps at the Nickelback as well?
During a break.
All right. David Beckham and Kobe are tied at $599 million. Floyd Mayweather, $587 million. And bringing in the 10th spot, Shaquille O'Neal at $550 million. So you got a few basketball players, you got a few golfers, you got a motorsport dude, you got a boxer, no hockey guys.
All right. A man stripped naked and jumped onto a moving truck in freezing temperatures Tuesday near Washington Dulles International Airport, officials say, and stunning video shows. Shocked drivers stopped their cars to gawk at the man's rampage and record it on their cell phones, backing up traffic on Route 28 in Fairfax County, Virginia. Jose Gonzalez Flores, 32, was involved in a hit and run and then assaulted another driver and ran into traffic, police said. He tried to smash the windows of passing cars and used a knife to stab at the roof of the truck he jumped onto. The driver of a tractor trailer said Flores tried to rip him out of his vehicle and then punched out a window, raining glass onto his dog, a German Shepherd Husky mix named Emma. The glass cut the dog's face. A woman recording the scene after the crash started to scream as she realized the man posed a threat. Get away from me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Manaz Safi shrieked. Mm-hmm. Flores' rampage, just ahead of the evening rush hour Tuesday, began after a three-car crash on southbound Route 28. Truck driver Adam Allen said he saw a man punch another man near the crash scene. Amid strong winds and temperatures in the 20s, the agitated man started to strip, witnesses said. He had a tire in his hand and something that had blades. He kept cutting himself. What? Said one witness. Allen saw the man strip down and then lock eyes with him. The dog got uneasy. The dog started barking. He hopped up on the passenger side. He said, tried to open the door, but he couldn't get in. He punched a window, shattered it with his fist. He shouted, "Hi-ya!" as if he were doing karate as he broke the window, or really impersonating Miss Piggy. The glass cut the dog's face around her right eye. The EMTs would help her out. Video shows the nude man hanging on the door of the tractor trailer got up to 30 miles an hour before he finally let go. Another witness, Tariq Hussein, saw the whole scene unfold after his dump truck was hit from behind by a blue pickup truck. He said the naked man lay down in the road and tried to damage multiple cars. The guy was actually stopping the cars. He was laying down. He started swinging, laying down naked so people stopped. They don't want to run him down. They just stopped. And whoever stopped, he goes to them and tries to smash their window. Then he jumped out of the guy's pickup truck flatbed, tried to stab it with a knife. He broke a window of the truck, then fully nude, he jumped off the truck and ran into a wooded area with a used tire around his neck.
Your guy.
Why is he my guy?
Well,
Fairfax County police were called to the scene, and officers responded. He was found a short time later in a drainage ditch on airport property, arrested, taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No one else was hurt. Initially, police could not identify him. He blocked traffic for nearly an hour. It was not immediately clear if he'd been under the influence of drugs or alcohol, or if he'd experienced a medical emergency. After he's released from the hospital, he will be charged with indecent exposure, felony hit and run, throwing an object at a moving vehicle, destruction of property, assault and battery, disorderly conduct, and marijuana possession.
Well, of course, you got to round it out. And that's another news here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. When we come back, top of the hour, let's throw around this Manny Machado discussion a little bit more to the Chicago White Sox, or the rumors that the Chicago White Sox are very interested. After our conversation with Chuck Garfine, I got more questions than answers after that conversation. So if you want to jump in, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Hub Arcus joins us at 5. 5:30, it's on. You listen to 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
If you haven't done it yet, and that is get the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks, because you're going to run out of time and then you're going to think, damn it, I wanted to do that. I meant to do it and I didn't do it, and now I forgot the code and now I don't know what to do and I don't get my big box of meat. So don't be that guy. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Dan B in the search bar, and then you will enjoy all that's included in the family gift pack at a special rate, 75% off. It's just $49.99, and there is some wonderful food and more than you're going to know what to do with, and because it comes from Omaha Steaks, you know it's going to be great. Here is what you get, because you're probably wondering, well, you know, $49.99, it better be a lot of food. Well, what do you think of this? 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, yum, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas. That's 8 kielbasas. If you were an octopus, you could get this, and you could hold a kielbasa in each one of your tentacles. Octopuses love this, by the way. If I am talking directly to the octopuses, you know the secret cephalopod code. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Dan B in the search bar. That's for everybody else, the non-cephalopods that might be listening. And squids, I don't know what I can do with you. Enter Dan B in the search bar. You get a 75% savings. Omahasteaks.com, Dan B, the family gift pack, the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Running.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step to
things
be.
Are good.
Yeah, if he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone.
Chicago.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, the history of sports.
O.J. Simpson became the first NFLer to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1983 had one of the highest scoring NBA games, Detroit 186 to Denver 184. Bo Jackson became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports this week in 1990. And this week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was publicly released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
This week, the history of sports.
This week in 1891, James Naismith invented basketball. Jack Johnson became the first black world heavyweight boxing champion this week in 1915. This week in 1917, the first games of the new NHL were played. The first NFL playoff game took place this week in 1932. This week in 1947, NASCAR was founded in Daytona Beach, Florida. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated.